Another week of Tasmanian Greyhound Racing means another episode of Taz Racing Kennel Talk. I'm Matt Reed for TazRacing.com.au, joined by Greyhound expert Brennan Ryan for his insider take on all things Tasmanian Greyhound Racing. Welcome, Brennan.
Matt, hello to you and hello to everybody. It's been another great week of racing. Funny results throughout the week, but plenty to follow, and hopefully, you know, we've been able to guide people through a couple of winners over the three meetings.
Well, we'll kick things off with in Hobart last Thursday night. It was a program you actually filled in for Taz Racing, doing the betting plan for us with Mike Clark. A little bit unwell, I put you on the spot there on Thursday morning, and you did a terrific job. I mentioned on the podcast last week, we saw a lot of rain in Hobart last week, particularly early on leading into that meeting. Did you notice at all that that had an impact on times on the night?
It did slightly. Look, with Hobart, you get an understanding that the track, it's a bit slow on the first couple of races, and then it starts to quicken out through the meeting. Overall, the times were pretty standard, but yeah, you can tell there was just a slight, you know, not too much of a downgrade, but a slight downgrade on condition there.
And it didn't take long for a standout performance, at least in your eyes. We had Classy Lady in the first race, jumping from box seven as the $2.45 favourite.
She'd done an impressive job stepping up to the 461 for the first time for Nick Howard. He had four runners in the race, and this little girl, she started out paying. She started at $9, come out from box seven, and just came out with him early at the field, put a good gap on him into the first corner, and yeah, look, it was credited to get tired for a first 461 because it's a tough uphill run into the first corner, into the turn, and then it's a downhill run into the home straight. And she came away winning by 2.5 in 26.41. Black Manuka was a good run. It cut down in the margins. But overall, I think Classy Lady will progress into a nice little bitch for connections. And hopefully, we may see her hit 500 metres. It'll be a test. But I'd like to see if when she heads to Devonport, that's going to be an interesting race to follow when she does that.
And another couple that stood out to you, I believe, were a little bit later in the program in back-to-back races. Mantha Lee in race 7 and Magic Lee in race 8.
Mantha Lee, she's trained by the one and only Graham Lake. Graham is one of the best in the business in regards to training greyhounds. He's a great muscle man. He's conditioned so many good dogs over the years. And this greyhound in general had the coveted red box, done everything right, jumped well, and handled it to a plomp. Come away running 26.16, won by six. Siberia was a bit funny in the run, but, you know, I give a grace period on that. But Mantha Lee, very impressive, and I see great things going forward for it. And Graham's very patient with his dogs, and it'll be destined to be in the winner's circle for a lot longer to come. Magic Lear, well, it comes from Michael Pierce, the trainer at Bizard, who had a great night with his kennel. Picked up a winning double, also with Country Psycho, who was another winner on the program. Both runners paid at massive odds. Magic Lear paid at $18.50. Country Psycho paid $21.60 on the tote. Magic Lear came from behind to run down the favourite Connected, which people thought, you know, Connected was a class dog and should have just hit the line pretty hard. But Magic Lear waited until the home straight, was right on hammer of Connected and came away and just put her head right down on the line, and was a great performance. And she backed up well and won at Devonport on Tuesday, and the kennel's in good form, and kudos to them. They've had a good night, and hopefully they've were able to back the two of them at the big odds.
So into your Form Plus Black Book out of Hobart, we touched on Magic Leah there. Siberia was a beaten favourite into second in race 7, but you're looking to black book that runner. And there was another one there, Flash Comet, that you quite liked.
Flash Comet has always been a great little dog. It's been a great dog for trainer Ricky Martin. I don't really think 340 is its caper. I'd like to see it back over 452 at Devonport. Look, going forward, there's a lot of these greyhounds are still starting to hit their straps since we've resumed the racing. And I think just hold on to it, keep it in mind going forward. And I think it'll bounce back to the winner's circle. It's just a matter of when. And I think a couple more runs and it should be really at its peak.
So Siberia, Magic Leah and Flash Comet into the Form Plus Black Book from the Hobart meeting. We move to Launceston on Monday night for another good 10-race card. There was another seven 278-metre races. But can we expect to see an increase in the longer distance races in the coming weeks in Launceston?
Well, we're hoping because, look, I think it will happen. Look, the general consensus is that everybody stays at 278-metre racing because it's just, in a lot of opinion, it's the safest way to get going with their dogs. It's a short sprint. It may be another week or so before we do see 500. I reckon they're due to get more nominations at Devonport. We're seeing shorter race meetings, only 8 or 9 races on the northwest coast. But I'd say towards the end of the month, I reckon we'll see more 500s because the Chain Yanks Memorial Cup is on, and that's when they'll really want to step up and be in real top shape because that's a third, fourth and fifth grade series, and they'll need a good strong hit out prior to the series to kick off.
We'll keep an eye on the programming there. We discussed on previous podcasts the trainer with the biggest numbers in the state, Anthony Bullock, who was campaigning in Victoria during the COVID shutdown. He's now returned to Tasmania. We've begun seeing some of his team hit the track, which started with the Launceston meeting on Monday night.
Yeah, Anthony had a winning double on the program. Gypsy's Luck was successful in the first leg of the quaddie in race 5. Come away running 16-16. Look, possessed good early speed, which is needed over the short sprint, and done the job well, won by 2 1/4, beating Stanchfield. And then we go into Crazy Wolf in the last race off box 1. It was only a 4-dog field that was just decimated with scratchings, but had everything go its way and come away, running a very good time of 16:30 for the 278. And Anthony, a lot of his dogs that he's got at the moment, he doesn't have a lot of 500-metre dogs. They will build back up in distance, mainly the 452. He can get them to stretch out to 500. They won't progress further up in grade, but look, anything Anthony puts to the racetrack, he doesn't. He always makes that they're ready and and they should be ready to fire once again when he comes back next week.
Well, I know another race that stood out to you on that program, Brennan, was the second, which was taken out by Rusty the Crow, who atoned for an unlucky fifth at the same track a week prior. But you also liked the run of the well-back first starter, Quick Joey Small, into second.
Yeah, Quick Joey Small is a debutant from the David Croswell Camel. He's well-bred by Aston DB from T's Old Class. It was a bit ordinary at the start, but made up ground. He's just very green and just slightly inexperienced. I think he's going to get better. He brought in the margin towards Rusty the Crow. Rusty the Crow come away for Robin Stokes running 29.91, 1 by 4 3/4 lengths. And I think Quick Joey Small will be a runner to follow. He's looking, it was a bit of a baptism by fire standing up against the older dogs, bringing back to juvenile grade, and should see a better performance.
And of the 278-metre races, we mentioned earlier that there were 7 of them. Standout performances for you came from Over the Measure and Winkley Casey.
Over the Measure for Susan Geddes. Very good little dog. Susan always has a smart little team in her kennel. And this greyhound, he won the opening event on Monday, run 16.24 with a spoon. He's another dog that ran second in the event. He's a smart dog, and for Over the Measure to get the better of it was a great effort. Going down towards Winkley Casey, who was successful in the second last event on the program, she's a great little bitch for trainer Ted Howard. She's a daughter of Andrew Mack, a former Melbourne Cup winner. And this greyhound just possesses great early speed and was just brilliant towards the line. It's now won 4 in a row. So it's an impressive performance. And she backs up, which we'll talk about later on. She'll head to Hobart on Thursday night and looking to extend that form. But to have that early speed is crucial. And she's a natural beginner. And I think if connections can, keep her sound, she's going to be very handy in the coming months.
And before we move away from the Launceston program and take a look at Devonport, I better get your thoughts on Ava Wine from your team that falls into the category of bank interest as far as the odds went. $1.14 on the Taz Racing official prices, but won by a space in race 7.
I'd like to see this dog personally step up towards the middle distance, say at Hobart or Devonport. The 580 Devonport would be right up his alley. He doesn't possess great early speed, but if he gets left alone and his run home section is just phenomenal. He's a big dog. You know, it's going to get crucial when he gets up in grades. He's been able to get away in lower company in grade five runs. Look, going forward, he's just a dog to protect. And when he steps up the middle distance, I think that's where he'll be. That's where his caper will lie.
He's certainly flying at the moment. So into the black book from you, from Launceston, Quick Joey Small, Ava Wine and Winkley Sprite. We moved on to Devonport on Tuesday. I mentioned Ava Wine won at very skinny odds, but we have seen a couple of dogs go under at short price favourites during the week, Brennan. She's a princess, the $1.22 in Hobart. Naomi Cora did everything wrong when going down in Devonport on Tuesday at $1.16.
Yes, look, for some people, Amy Cora, there's a lot, you know, we've got three tracks in the state. I personally think Amy Cora just doesn't look, she's a classy bitch, but she just doesn't seem to handle Devonport that great to what she does in Hobart and Launceston. There was a few things wrong in the run that just put her off. No shorty got the better of her, but going forward, I like to see her when she goes back to a Launceston. If Amy Cora is to win their next start, I'd like to see her from a wider draw, and I think she'll be a lot more comfortable. She can get down across the field and should put in a better run. But overall, Go Shorty is a great little dog for trainer Sonia Martin. Comes from a great litter of the Diner Double Ones and was, you know, great in the effort to run down Amy Cora on the line and running 2602 was a 2606. Sorry, Isabar Shabala. I apologise, and it was a great run overall. And he's only going to get better for sure.
And you were impressed by the first winner on the program, which was also Mike Clark's best bet of the day, Kintyre, jumping from box four.
Kintyre has been a great commodity for trainer Debbie Cannon. He's from the great little Barshabal Emerald lead litter. Run 25.94, which was great but throughout the card. Come home, winning by 3.5 lengths on the line. His efforts prior in resuming since the showdown have been pretty great overall. He ran second at Hobart the week on the Thursday to Dashing George. He's just only getting better. He went through the Breeders' Classic at Launceston, and was just a bit funny through there. He can run 29.55 when he's in his own, but he's a runner to follow out of that program.
So Kintyre, Definite Signs, and Dashing George were the ones that you've nominated for the Black Book out of the Devonport meeting. Let's take a look now at the Hobart meeting on Thursday night. What do you think of the program there, Brennan?
Hobart program, it's not a bad little card. I've come across a few little winners. What I've seen first up in race number two, look, she's going to be short on the odds, Winkley Casey, but she's looking to bank on five straight wins in succession. The Ted Howard, she's got box three. The two Charlie's Sparkles is a scratching from the race. Another runner is a litter mate. This one's trained by Dennis Turner in the race, Winkley Ted. I look for punters out there. He's got box five. He may be a good little each way promise. Just depends. He's never been over the distance, but I'd put him in a good little each way prospect. Winkley Casey will be tight in the market, but overall, she's just a great little bit to watch. Hooked on Brenda is a first starter for Ted Medhurst. It comes up in race three. He was supposed to start a couple of weeks back, but Ted pulled her out on scratchings. She makes her first start on Thursday night in a 4.61 in a juvenile graduation. Look, there's no market come out just yet. She is predicted on the ground recorded website to start at $11, which will be interesting whether or not that can be backed up. There is a lot of support around Broadway Express off the red box, but I think Hooked on Brenda should be a runner to follow in that race for punters.
sounds to me, Brennan. If Hooked on Brenda does go up $11, you'll be falling over yourself to get a bet on at that price.
I'd have to. It'd be a nice little odds, and it'd boost up the bank balance. And also out of that program, hello, Lenny. He's in race five. He's got box eight. It's a 340-meter event. He will look. Currently, he's predicted to start at $4.60. He's got the wide draw. Dyna Worker for Darryl Howland. It's got the inside. It's one from one over the track and distance. But I think Hello Lenny should get a nice card across. He's got a good little PB at 1969. And Josh Wright has done an impressive job with the dog. And I think it'll be a great trip to come from Mole Creek and hopefully come away with a winner with Hello Lenny.
Perfect. So for you, for the punters tomorrow night, Thursday night, the 2nd of July in Hobart, race 2, number 3, Winkley Casey, race 3, number 2, Hooked on Brenda, and race 5, number 8, Hello Lenny. You'll be making the trip down south tomorrow night, Brennan, with a small team of dogs in at Hobart?
Yes, Abel Wine backs up in race number 6. He hasn't been back to Hobart since the maiden series in January. Look, the biggest problem with him, he's got no early speed, which is going to be a bit of a concern at the start. But his overall, prowess, he should factor on the big track, and for the wide draw, he should be able to get into a nice position and run a good race. We just hope he gets around safe because he hasn't been back there for a while, but he should run a nice race. Our other runner is Anthem Prince. He's in at race number 8, number 6. He's in great form at the moment. Comes off that great run of 29.39 at Launceston. Again, he hasn't been there since January. He's in great stead at the moment. Has had a good week. Drawn box 6. Again, doesn't possess early speed. Big track will suit him. Should run well. And then our other campaigner, the veteran, Ned Isakoff. He's a great little dog. He's a great dog. He's won 12 from 30. Got box 8 and 340. There is suggestions, that he should be a standout in that race, but still doubt it'll be hard to beat up box 3. We're just hoping that we can run in the pacings and get their grades up to standards.
Well, certainly wishing you the best of luck in Hobart tomorrow night, Brennan. 3 weeks in, we're starting to get a bit more confidence in the form, I guess, across all racing codes here with a body of racing now. I really appreciate your time and insight again, and look forward to doing it all again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. And plenty to look forward to. And yeah, we've still got plenty to follow.